From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of April 25th, 2016. Those buzzing sounds open an episode on a familiar winged six-legged animal that relies on water evaporation in its feeding, life cycle, and home maintenance. Have a listen for about 15 seconds to a large group of these creatures and see if you know what they are. And here's a hint. This society runs on hard workers with a sweet side. If you guessed honeybees, you're right. You heard sounds from honeybee hives at a residence in Blacksburg, Virginia. Honeybees in North America occur as many varieties of one non-native species that was introduced to this continent in the 1600s. Honeybees are justifiably famous for their role as pollinators, joining many other native bee species in accounting for billions of dollars of value annually in pollination of food crops and other native and domesticated plants. Honeybees are also well known for living in colonies with a definite social structure, including a queen, drones, worker bees with different roles, and developing young. Water evaporation plays a key role in the feeding of those young and in maintaining the colony's temperature. Producing honey to feed developing larvae requires foraging bees to gather nectar from various plants and then to evaporate a large percentage of water in the nectar to make a much more concentrated solution of water and sugar. Bees accomplish this water evaporation by repeatedly moving regurgitated nectar over their tongue. Meanwhile, bees and other hive insects use the heat-absorbing effect of water evaporation to keep hives from overheating. Water collected by foraging workers is placed in the hive, and then other workers fan their wings to increase evaporation, taking away heat in the water vapor. Notable for pollination, honey, and social structure, honeybees also deserve a little buzz for demonstrating some fundamental chemistry and physics of water. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.